Welcome to the Venus Index Podcast. I'm John Barbin. With me is Carly Ackerman, and she came second place in the contest. If you're listening on iTunes, go over to venusindex.com and check out her pictures. So we played a little bit of tag on the phone before we finally caught up with each other. So it's been actually a few weeks since the contest. So what did you – let's get back to the before you joined Venus and what you did as far as working out before us.
Okay. So before I started with the Venus, I'd followed a few basic exercise programs that I'd found on the internet, using my own knowledge, using knowledge from my fiancé, who kind of got me really into the fitness. Mm. So a little bit of guidance from internet, but just kind of winging it a little bit, following a few things that I found were working for me regarding actual cardio. I was doing lots and lots of running, 40 minutes, 50 minutes running, not really losing the weight that I wanted to lose. Mm-hmm. It wasn't really until I kind of found the Venus that I started actually lifting weights properly. I think, unfortunately, I was a bit concerned that I would get really muscly, and I think that scared me a little bit.
So before it was mostly cardio, no weights?
I did do some weights, but it was mostly cardio. I hadn't really thought much about how I wanted to be more toned and muscly, which is actually the look that I'm far more into nowadays. Mm-hmm. I mean, this started probably about 4 years ago when I first started getting into it. I was very into fitness when I was at school, so I'm 29 now, so it was a huge part of my life up until I was about 17, and then obviously I left school, and you don't always follow the path that you were at school, and it wasn't until I met my fiancé Darren that he really kind of pulled me back into it. In general, it was mostly spending a long time running, thinking that was the best way that I was going to lose a few pounds and try and pull out that muscle that I didn't really have at that point. Mm-hmm. So when we actually went to Australia, Darren and I, back in September 2011, and we had just sort of been really, really getting into it just before then. And when we were actually in Australia, it was when we discovered the Eat Stop Eat.
Oh, okay.
So that was the main sort of source of finding you guys. We started fasting in, I think it was about April. And so we've been doing it for over a year now. We started initially with just the one fast a week, and then I actually upped mine to 2 a week. I was then again just doing my usual cardio and my usual little bit of weights whilst we were in Australia. And then we actually left Australia. We were there for a year and we did some traveling around, which of course meant that we only had our own body weight and we had some resistance bands that we were using as well. Mm-hmm. Again, still doing the fasting, but unfortunately, all the hard work I'd put in Australia, well, what I thought was incredibly hard work, I kind of lost by the time I got back. We returned to England in January this year, where after we'd settled for a while, my other half had found you guys and had encouraged me to start the Venus. So it wasn't actually until March that I properly started it. By that point, I'd actually decided that I wanted to retrain as a personal trainer. So I'd begun my course then in March, and then I'd started the Venus. Now, I initially wasn't really that interested in the competition, but it was Darren that encouraged me to do it. So I thought, hey, you know, we'd always taken photographs, and I do think photographs are really important to see your progress. And I started it. I was actually working out and training most days because obviously I was doing the personal training course as well. Mm. And it wasn't until probably about a month in that I suddenly looked in the mirror and thought, wow, I've shed some serious pounds. my muscle definition was starting to come out. As your the previous interview that you've just had on the website, I was using MyFitnessPal as well, which was a fantastic guide. And in general, I found that that really helped me to sort of make sure I stayed on track. And it was really the main thing that kind of got me really into it was the actual obvious changes that I was going through physically. People were starting to notice a little bit that I was changing. I didn't actually look at my before photographs for the competition until a week before Darren and I actually made the after. And I was incredibly shocked at how I'd changed, and happy as well. But in general, I've thoroughly enjoyed the entire time I've actually been taking part. And I haven't actually really paid too much attention to the blogs and et cetera and the things that have been available on your website. I've been so busy at work and focusing on this, I kind of wish I'd been more involved in it, actually. But in general, I'm incredibly happy about how well I've done. I quite honestly didn't think that I would come in the first 10. That's absolutely amazing. I was over the moon, absolutely over the moon. And all the other ladies, of course, did so well, so, so well. But we're all so different. All very different.
Yeah, everyone's issue. I don't like the word issue. Everyone had a different thing they were trying to accomplish. I mean, in general,
sure.
It's something to do with shedding a bit of fat and gaining some muscle and changing shape in general. But then when you break it down to every single person's story and where they're headed, it's so different. Obviously, I'm looking at your pictures right now. Obviously, you got really lean. It seems like being lean wasn't your real issue as much as building muscle as well, right?
It became a little more apparent to me towards sort of halfway through that actually I started sort of, as us women do, Googling fitness models, etc. on the internet, and I actually found that it wasn't just about being lean, it was, yeah, about building some muscle. I have a huge thing for six packs anyway. I've always wanted to be able to actually see my own six pack, but as we all know, unfortunately, unless you watch your diet and you really work hard, it's very difficult to actually have it visible. So that was a huge thing for me, and when I started noticing that I could actually see some visible muscle on my stomach, it really kept me going, and shoulders as well. When I saw that my shoulders were actually growing and I was starting to get that shape, it does kind of become quite addictive, I think.
When you can finally see it and it's like flexing in the mirror and stuff when you're working out, do you feel like you just want to keep doing that?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel terrible guilt if I don't actually work out as well. I've been really trying to. I was obviously following the Venus religiously, and then adding in my own extra things as well. Because I only had your basic package; I didn't have anything else at the time. So, as I said, when I first started the Venus, I was actually, because I was training to be a personal trainer, I was working out tons on top of it. But doing my own thing, and I was doing lots of cardio,
okay.
But mostly the interval kind of cardio.
Okay, so how often are you training? Like every day?
When I was doing my course, so for 6 weeks solidly, I was training five, maybe six times a week. Sorry. I was trying to push, and that was mainly because I was in that gym environment whilst I was training, and we were doing things, as groups. I'm actually qualified to teach things like spinning, so when we did our spinning qualification, we did it for 3 hours. We were spinning for 3 hours. Mm. So it's fortunately I had, I was able to do that all the time. I live very close to the gym as well, which means that I can pop over whenever I want. Fishawala was not working. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to train as much as I could. Obviously, I'm trying to not overtrain as well. I was quite aware of times when I was really tired, and like I've read from your emails before, sometimes I can walk in the gym and within 2 minutes think, yeah, this is not happening today.
Yeah, did you did you ever feel like you got to a point where you pushed it too hard?
A couple of times I found that I'd be working out and then sort of towards the end I'd feel exhausted and really think, wow, this is, I've got a sort of running joke with a few of my clients, and I ask them if they're seeing into the future now, because it gets to the end where you are quite literally so exhausted and you've pushed yourself so hard that you think, wow, I really need to stop now. Mm-hmm. So a couple of times I came across that strange feeling. Mm-hmm. But I did find that I find it quite exciting when I'm working out, if I really get into the mood with things. I'm now doing the final phase, and I'm really, really enjoying it. It's really, really good. It's slightly different, really exciting to kind of change it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And also I've started using your circuits a little bit and just mixing it up and seeing if I can push it a little bit harder.
What do you think of the intensity of the circuits? Does it fit for your style?
Yeah, no, it's really good. I'm really, really enjoying it. Sometimes I will do, on occasion, I'll go in and I'll do a session and I'll think, was that not hard enough for me, or did I not push myself hard enough? If that makes sense. I wonder whether I'm not lifting heavy enough, or maybe should add some more reps of my own on.
Usually with our routines, just this is a little bit of coaching, I guess, for you and for everybody listening. If you feel like a routine didn't feel like intense enough, or you walked away from it, you're like, well, I don't like, the only answer is just more weight.
Yeah.
And then it'll feel really hard. And it's not to like start messing around with the sets and the reps. The sets and the reps are kind of where they belong. And yeah, of course, of course you could, there's a reason why the sets and the reps are on the page, but the weight isn't, because I don't know how much you're going to lift. But the sets and the reps are there by design, for a reason. And so the weight, the sets and the reps dictate how much weight you should use. And it should be such that the weight you pick makes those sets and reps enough for you to walk away saying, holy smokes, that was enough. So if it's not enough, the one variable to switch is the weight.
Sometimes if I do feel like that, I will perhaps do that same circuit again the next day or the following day. But the weight, have up to weight, it certainly does make a difference. Like you said, you can certainly tell. But I like to sort of give it another go and then adding a little bit extra, and it certainly does seem to work very well. The variety of exercises as well, I found, has been awesome. A couple of times I've had to sit in the gym and actually watch the video on my phone, because it's been something that I haven't really used before. And I can see a couple of people looking around thinking, what on earth is she doing? The Venus raise that I've actually started using recently as well is becoming a particular favourite of mine. So it's good. And I can see that people are literally looking over thinking, oh, that looks bizarre.
Okay, so you said you train people. Do you actually train them with Venus, or do you do your own thing, or a mix and match? What do you do?
I don't actually train them using anything from the Venus, but I do use some of the exercises. In particular, I enjoy the T-bend. I often use that one. A couple of people, quite literally, a couple of my clients will look at me and roll their eyes when they see that I'm about to show them what we're about to do. I always plan out my sessions, and one of my girls actually looks over at it when I'm not looking, and then gives me this look of horror when she sees some of the things that we're actually going to do that day. Including the T-bend, of which lots of ladies think, oh, no, I can't do that, I can't do that, I can't do that. And then after a short period of time, they're absolutely perfect at it. I do use I try and encourage a lot of my my clients are all female, which is great, but it would be nice if at some point I can train some guys. So a lot of the time I will encourage them to use heavier weights as well. They often get very scared of picking up heavy weights. More often than not, I will get asked or they question me whether they're going to get big muscles. I think that's a huge fear of a lot of the women.
Now, what's
days. Again,
I'm a little bit out of touch with the culture there versus here on fitness and that sort of thing. Is it still new for women to lift weights, or is it like where's that? Because over here, it's not unheard of. Over when I say over here, I mean North America. It's
sure.
There's
yeah.
Obviously a mix of guys and girls in the gym, and obviously there's more guys lifting weights, but it's. You're still going to have a high percentage of women lifting weights now. It's not taboo, or they're not scared of it. So, is it the same thing over there, or what's it like?
I think that it certainly seems to have sort of been coming more apparent that women are. It's not abnormal for a woman to have some good muscles. It still seems that quite a few people are. Uneducated and afraid that they will then get big muscles. I've got a few of my friends, I think, are a little bit concerned about my definition. I know my sister ribs me constantly about it. But I think it's just poor education, really. But there are many people, I mean, if I just think about the gym that I actually work in, there are a handful of women that have that are really toned. And clearly their goals are very similar to mine. But it is mostly guys that are sort of in the weightlifting area. Although I was, we often write small programs for the people that come into the gym. It's kind of part of what they get with us. And I was referred to as the girl with the muscles the other day, which made me smile. And it made me very happy to think that somebody actually looked at me like that. Obviously, they see us, you know, us personal trainers working out as well. So I do, as you asked me earlier, I do on occasion get people sort of tap me on the shoulder and say, oh, what's that you're doing? Or can you show me how to do that? Mm-hmm. Which is, it's nice. I feel touched that people would look at me and want to be like me or for me to help them. Which is one of the biggest reasons I kind of decided I wanted to go into personal training, I think, is because I know what it's like to sit there and think, oh, goodness, I don't know what I'm doing, and to be able to guide people and help them is very important to me. But in general, my kind of personal goals now are to try and get a little bit more muscly, but it's difficult. I have to put a lot of effort in to make time to train because I'm very busy. But it's good. It's good. I'm one of my new clients is an old school friend, and her and I have actually been doing a few classes together, which is nice. So it's nice to think that I'm quite possibly a bit of an inspiration to her, which is pleasing.
Do you still keep up the 5 to 6 days a week routine?
I do try my very hardest. I probably don't go 6 as many as I would like to. It's mostly, I would say, 4 or 5. Mm-hmm. It depends what I do, really. I mean, yesterday I actually trained twice in the morning. Then I actually went to a class. We put on classes in the gym, so I went to a class with my friend yesterday evening, and I haven't actually trained today, but I might go and do some cardio at some point. I'm actually, I can tell I worked hard yesterday. I'm actually feeling a little bit achy today, but that's good. I like that feeling. I like to know that I actually worked hard. But it's trying. If I could go every day, I would go every day. Mm-hmm. But
it just doesn't work out.
No, it's not always that simple. Mm-hmm. But I do try.
Okay. And then you said diet-wise, it was mostly eat, stop, eat. And do you use MyFitnessPal, you said, I'm assuming you tracked calories somehow?
Yeah, I used my fitness pal for quite a while, which was it was really good guidance. I did find that and I still find now, the more I train, the hungrier I become. I have got a really big appetite. I always have had. I've got a huge sweet tooth as well, so stopping myself from eating bad things is not easy at all. I found that I'm a huge cereal eater, and I found that when I first started the Venus, my appetite was absolutely out of this world, and I was eating lots and lots of whole bran, which is quite bizarre, on top of my normal meals. But you know, coupled with the fasting as well, it kind of balanced it out a little bit, and it was nice, because if I had that, you know, if I knew that I was going to some sort of event or anything, and I knew I was going to eat quite a lot, I would think about, you know, how I was going to balance out my calories throughout that week, and my fitness pal is very helpful for that. Very helpful.
Yeah, it sounds like almost everybody in the community is using it.
Yeah, it's really good, really good. And once you can kind of store your own stuff in there as well, which is great, because it's always in there. I don't tend to count my calories for much now, but I do watch my calories.
So would you,
I haven't used.
Would you say you can eyeball? Sorry, carry on. Would you say you can eyeball it now? You can get a feel for how much you're eating in a day.
Yes, I think you're right. Actually, when I weigh out things, like we eat a lot of brown rice and a lot of quinoa as well. So that I always weigh out. I always weigh that out. And even in the in the morning. You are right. I mean, in the morning I have a smoothie. We've sort of developed all these different variations of protein smoothies that we have every morning. And again, I can just look at that by eye and work that all out now. And the same with meals, snacks, anything like that. But it doesn't mean that on occasion I do sort of, if I really feel like I need to eat more, then I will eat more. Just within reason.
Yeah,
I know when I'm hungry.
Sure. And that's the goal now, I think, at the state your body's in now. It's just for everyone listening too, but also a little coaching. It's the idea is to get to the point where it doesn't feel so laborious to have to always measure and always count and always like the idea is to get to the point where you're like, yeah, that's, I know how much is in this. I know how much is in that meal. I know how much is in that snack. And you're not even thinking about it. You just look and you're like, yeah, that's about right. And you don't even think about it.
Yeah.
And then if you have too many days where you're eating a little bit more and you're missing that nice empty feeling where you know you're like low, then you kind of get back to that day. But if you have too many of those days where you're feeling like just drained like 3 days later, then you eat up, and then you eat up, and then you just, all of it becomes a feeling, like you just go off feel.
Yeah.
So that's the ultimate goal.
Yeah.
That's the ultimate goal of maintenance and then just working on muscle. And I know a lot of people are working their way towards that. And the point is, at the beginning, if people think it feels heavy to like do a lot or like stressful or too much work to do all the calorie counting with the apps and stuff, eventually that goes away. Eventually you don't need any of that stuff, and it's all by feel.
Yeah.
And that's where we're trying to get everyone to. But you do, like you said, you do have to go through the counting phase at some point. Otherwise you can't develop the feel.
Yeah, it's getting used, it's getting being able to look at something and know when it was too much or too little, and actually, like you said, being able to listen to your own stomach as well, and knowing that, and again, an email you sent out recently, just mentioning about how it's not bad to feel a little bit hungry, and also I know when I've eaten too much, I can feel my body looks different, so I just cut it back a little bit. You know, if I've had a weekend where I've visited my parents-in-law and I know I'm going to eat well, I'll just cut it back a little bit, you know, at the beginning of the week. And I am still fasting, of which I do 2 a week.
You do a full 24 hours?
Again, yeah, I do a full 24 hours. Sometimes I will cut it a little bit short, dependent on, you know, as you know, as we know with the fasting, you shouldn't actually do it so that it makes you feel uncomfortable or that it stops you from doing things. So I try and plan it sort of at the beginning of the week. so that I know what I'm doing to start with. Mm-hmm. But on occasion, I will only do one a week. But if I notice that I'm sort of creeping up a little bit, then I might do two. But in the beginning, it was always two a week for a long time. Lots of people think it's crazy, the fasting as well. It's hard to explain.
That is new for still. It's still really new for a lot of people.
Yeah. But it's been great for what I needed. Mm-hmm. And looking at those before and after pictures is still quite unbelievable. And looking at everybody's, not just mine, but all the other people that, you know, all the other contestants there, before and after pictures are amazing, absolutely amazing. And I think if you've got the right mindset, then you're away. And the right education and the right mindset, then I think you can do anything, absolutely.
Okay.
And everybody has proved that.
And this is a good point then. To give your advice to everybody? Like, what's your advice to people who want to make a change?
Yeah, I think you need to be ready. I think this is the sort of thing where you need to kind of have your whole heart involved. And if you've decided that you want to make that change, to just go in there and give it what you can. But obviously, don't hurt yourself in the process. We all have things that go on in our lives, and personally, I've beaten myself up a little bit on occasion when I've not been able to train for one day, or I've overeaten, or something's got in my way. And you know, in the grand scheme of things, missing one training session or eating one too many biscuits is, you know, it's no big deal. You just need to sort of move on from that and be ready, and to just try and focus and listen to what people are saying, but make sure you keep your own heart in it, because once you sort of lose your way, it's quite difficult to pick it back up again, I found. So just really make sure you're ready. And then if you're not ready, then leave it and you can come back. It's always going to be there. The information is always available, but you just need to try and apply it when you can. And I know that all the other ladies that have competed, I haven't actually looked at many of the guys, but I know they've all done very well, and I should be very proud, very proud.
All right. Well, I think that's a good place to leave it, unless you have anything else.
No, I think that's all. Thank you. Thank you for listening to me. I hope I can be of some help.
Oh, no, that was great. Well, thanks for being on the call. So, and congratulations on your placing. So, for Carly Akerman, I'm John Barber.
Thank you very much.
And that's your Venus Index podcast.